Women, beautiful yet complex creatures designed by God to be man's helpmate. They're just amazing, aren't they? Raising our kids, taking care of our homes. Well, what changed? Now they have blue hair, spend all of our money, don't thank us for anything, and then order Uber Eats and expect us to be happy? Yeah, well, it's about time that we humble these creatures and bring them back to the place that God designed them to be. This is the Roast of Women. Everything I'm about to say is okay because I have a resident woman with me, Savannah Hernandez, who, of course, is okaying this episode. We're allowed to say all this stuff, yes? Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you very much.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. We got her okay. Because women are just in a place and a position in life right now where they're getting 60% of college degrees. They're trailing ahead of men. And so I'm going to reach out my claw and bring them back. And on that note, welcome back to Slightly Offensive, the best, worst show on Blaze TV, where we always have 8K confetti graphics of color. I am your top 17 host. And to talk about this issue, I brought on not only a resident woman to okay it, YouTube, but I also brought on a woman expert, Jesse Lee Peterson of JLP Talk. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me on, man. I appreciate it.
It's been what, like a couple years since we've been on air together?
It has been. Time goes by fast.
So can I ask you a question? Why do women do stuff like this? Check this out. This is what's going on here, Jesse.
Well, you have to realize women have illogical minds. They don't have a logical mindset. And so when the fathers are not raising their children because the mother turned them away from their fathers, or the father's not around, and if even if he's in the home and he's not guiding the wife in the right way, to the mother of the children, to raise them, the mother doesn't know how to do it. So the kids grow up just like the mother, and they have illogical mindset. And in that mindset, they're looking for peace. They're trying to build their egos, and they don't know what to do. So they end up doing insane things like this woman is doing, posing upside down with the baby under grass, breastfeeding the baby. She's a lost, unhappy female, and she doesn't know what to do with herself because of her illogical mindset.
Yeah, and that's a great start to the show. There's a lot of illogical women, and I think you're going to be not shocked because you live in LA, but you're going to be surprised at how far we've actually gone. But before we jump into that, I got to give a huge shout out to the best cup of coffee in America, Bag of Coffee, which I actually have a bag right here. So a lot of you guys are always looking for the best cup of coffee in the morning. You want something stiff. You want something black on your tongue. And that's what Savannah told me is her desires. And I said, well, what can I give you, Savannah? Yeah, I'll give you a stiff cup of black coffee from Bag of Coffee. And it's amazing, actually. It's the best flavor profile I've ever tried. And I'm proud to support it, not only because it's the most delicious cup of coffee, but it's also a veteran-owned business. And I met the owner, and he's amazing. These are 100% Arabica BOC blend. I know that it has a cock on the front, and I thought it was stand for Bag of Cocks, but that shows you where my mind is. That's not good. Be clean. Don't be dirty. Get a clean cup of coffee from Bag of Coffee. If you go to bagofcoffeecompany.com, you can save 5% off with the code SOB. But if you sign up for their subscription service, which is the best, you just get it every month. I get a few bags. It's amazing. I get a nice box delivered to your door. If you go to bagofcoffeecompany.com, subscribe and use code SOB, you get 10% off your order every month. And this is you're supporting your tongue, you're supporting your energy, and you're supporting veterans. And it's also owned by a man. So we need to support men. So men, support this male-owned business. Go to bagofcoffeecompany.com, subscribe and save for the best cup of coffee in America today. Check it out. So let's go to the story.
I gotta ask.
Yeah,
I gotta ask this. So during that commercial, you used very interesting words to promote the coffee, right? You said if you want something stiff and black on your tongue, and the coffee is called cock.
I didn't know it. It has a cock on it. It's a rooster. It's a rooster, Jesse. You got to be clean mind. Stop being dirty. It's a rooster.
You said that the coffee has a cock on the bag if you want something stiff and black on your tongue.
Not related. You're making the connections. Those were not related sentences. They were not. Look at Savannah.
What is happening on this show right now? I'm like, we're 5 minutes in and I don't know what's going on.
That's, you know. Well,
Oh, man. That ad read, man.
So let's go back to that story. So women are doing crazy things, right? This is an Olympian. Yeah. Olympian Tora Bright fires back at breastfeeding. This is motherhood is pure. It says here that Olympic gold medalist Tora Bright says that she's sad to see the hate her handstand breastfeeding picture has received, but she's vowing to not let it get her down. The 34-year-old, who's a snowboarding legend in Australia, posted a series of photos on Mother's Day, including one of her breastfeeding topless while upside down. The photo was pretty cool. It's an impressive feat, but it was met with backlash on social media, with people calling her a bad mother and an attention seeker. So do you think, Jesse, that this is a good example of what a mother should be, or what does it mean to be a good mother?
Well, this is definitely a bad example. No decent woman would dress like that and treat a baby in that such a manner, and in such a manner, and a father would not allow his wife to treat his children in that manner. So it's clear that she doesn't have an alpha male around her. It must be a beta male that made the baby, because a decent woman would first be ashamed to expose her breasts in that manner. But because this woman is insane, she has issues, she's really looking for something to make her feel better about herself. Her ego is out of control, so she's starving for attention. In reality, she's looking for a father's love. And this is why for 31 years, we have been rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man, bringing back God's order of God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, and woman over children. Because when men are not over the woman, when women are left alone, they literally go out of control because they have no one to contain their ego for them or show them how to overcome it. She's looking for a father's love.
Yeah, I actually agree. If you go to my screen here, this just came out today from Elle Magazine, said that there's the end of gender for women. What do you think about women who remove the adipose tissue from their breast by getting mastectomies and having their breasts chopped off? Does that make them a man?
No, they can cut off everything in the body, and they still won't be a man. They will still be a female. God created Adam and Eve. He created a man and a woman. And just because you take off your body part and add something else onto it, it doesn't make you that. You know, you're still the female or you're still the male. But the problem is society, they have intimidated most of Americans. Not all, but most. And most of Americans won't speak up. They won't tell the truth about reality. And so these people are living in the darkness of their imagination, and they believe that they are a man if they were born a woman, or they believe that they're a woman if they were born a male. And if no one corrects them, it's only getting worse. These people are lost, man. They need help. They need spiritual help. They don't realize that their battle is a spiritual battle. It's a warfare between good and evil. And they have clearly been turned away from their fathers by their mothers. And they have their mother's identity, but yearning for the father's identity.
Yeah. Do you have a picture? So let's get into, let's talk about this for a second. So women all around America are trying to become men. And I think it's really interesting that at the same time while we're fighting for women and we're claiming that we're trying to support them, men are becoming women and then women are becoming men, or at least that's what the world says. But I don't think that's possible. I don't think it's possible to change your gender. I don't think it's not linked to sex. I think that the world's gone psychologically crazy, and that I don't think there's no such thing as being a transgender male or a female. I think that was something somebody just made up.
Absolutely. Made up words. It's not true. It's just made up. And that's why they don't want to hear anyone opposing what they're saying, the words they make up, because they don't want to be reminded that they are wrong. The same thing with the word racism and sexism, homophobiaism, Islamophobiaism, deadbeat dadism, white supremacism, antisemitism, no isms. Is either right or wrong, good or evil. But these people have intimidated those who want to tell the truth. We got to overcome the fear, because these women are going out of control. And we see it in our government. We see it in the schools, in the homes. We see it everywhere because of the weakness of the father. They have intimidated the fathers. They have threatened to put fathers in prisons and jails. And they all these different words they're making up about men. The men are afraid to stand up, but the men are needed. When men are weak, women and children go out of control. We have in Los Angeles, they are recalling the governor, Gavin Newsom, I believe his name is. They are recalling him. And so we have different people running for governor to take his place. We have a male that wears a dress by the name of Bruce Jenner. Yeah, that's him. That's a male in a dress. And we have dumb Republicans who are supporting him just because he said that he is a Republican. How can a male in a dress run a city when he doesn't even know that he's a male? This man get up every morning and put on a dress. How is he going to run the city if he has these type of problems, can't recognize that he's a man? But the Republican Party need to start coming back to normalcy. The Republican Party is no longer the Republican Party. It's the Democratic Party. They're all the same now. We only have a one-party system now, and that's the far-left Democratic Party. They are some of them are supporting a man in a dress running for governor of California, who is calling himself a woman. Who is sicker, the society or the man in the dress? It's mind-blowing to see that happen.
I mean, look, do you find that, do you find that attractive? I mean, do you think it's transphobic for a straight man to not be attracted to this?
That's sick. That's scary. That's evil. That's wicked. That's a man in a dress. And I don't care how many surgery he has. I don't care how many dresses he's put on, how long, how much his makeup is on. It's still a male in a costume. There's nothing that he can do to really become a woman. He is a male. He was born a male, and he's going to die a male. He would never be a female. We need to call it what it is.
Yeah, so with Republicans and all these people trying to be confused about what a man and a woman is, on YouTube now and on social media, they're saying that even we're not allowed to look to biology to describe what a woman is. And this is why I want to roast women, is because women wanted rights and they wanted to fight for their place in society. But I think that the civil rights movement actually set women back because I don't think that women are happier today. Do you think that the civil rights movement put women ahead, or do you think that they're worse off than they were?
One of the worst things that happened in this society, in this country, was the civil rights movement. That should have never happened, because prior to that, people were independent, families were in order for the most part, men respected women and women respected men for the most part, and the children respected their parents. People would treat their neighbor as themselves. But ever since the civil rights movement, there's been a false sense about it. The blacks have lost total control. They've gotten worse in life rather than getting better. Black men, black women hate one another. The black women are gone absolutely out of control because no one is correcting them. And now we have these other feminist women who think that they're free and that they have their own body, own their mind. They can do what they want. And they're going out of control. And if we don't change that around, there's no end to their destruction. They destroy their children. They destroy themselves. They destroy marriages. They'll destroy the country. They're looking for a father's love. They don't know what they're looking for. Women don't know what they want, because the woman came from the man and the man came from God. So God is the man God, the God above, and Satan is the woman's God, the God below. And it's this job, the man's job, and that's why the women hate the men so much. The spirit of the woman, which is of Satan, hate the spirit of the man, which is of God. And that's why they work overtime to pretend that they are somehow equal to the man or better, and it's just not true. Women don't have love to give, and it's not in the woman's nature to lead. It's in the man's nature to lead the woman. Women are not born or created to be leaders, they are created to be followers. And those women who have returned to their fathers, they know that, they understand that, they love that, and they love being women. They are no longer in competition with the man. But those who have not returned to their fathers, they're lost and they're in competition with men. They can't help it.
Let's speak of one of those lost women. So if you can go to my screen here, do you know who this is on the screen? Do you know who that is, Jesse?
I don't.
That's someone named Demi Lovato, or Demi and Eminem. It's also Demi Lovato was famous for playing the green Eminem on. See, it's very similar. There's a lot of similarities between the two.
Yeah.
So that's Demi Lovato. Eminem. So Demi Lovato is a irrelevant kids child actor who made a couple good songs, I think, or according to some people. And she's also a heroin addict. So she came out and said that she's now non-binary and goes by the pronouns. I don't even, what is that? What
they,
is it?
Them.
They, them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The pronouns, they, them. what do you think about non-binary women?
It's the same thing. They're lost, man. They're looking for love. They don't know what. Satan is their daddy, and they don't know what to do with themselves. Their egos are out of control. This woman, Demi, whatever her name is, first of all, she needs to grow her hair back because a woman's beauty is her hair, right? They are lost. This woman is looking for the love of a father. That's why when they do get married, the husband become her father. He's the father to the wife and the children after they have all their babies, right? This woman, to me, is lost. She's evil. She's looking for the love of her father. That's why she's going with the they, them, or whatever, because she doesn't know who she is. She is lost.
The next step in that, though, is, do you have this video? There's this on TikTok. Do you ever use TikTok, Jesse?
I don't. Okay. But I know that some of my staff do. They have some of my videos on TikTok. I don't put them up myself.
Oh, well, TikTok is what a lot of shows us the current state of Western civilization. And I'm telling you, if you spend a few minutes on there, you will lose a lot of hope for the future. But we know our hope comes from Jesus, not from this world. But I'm going to play a video for you. And if you, TikTok says that if you don't agree that this is a woman, that you are a hateful person. And so I want to get your opinion on this.
All right.
The one with the makeup right there. Yeah, go ahead and cue that.
Now, be honest, I'm still trying to get better at makeup and stuff. But on a scale of 1 to 10, how did I do today? Have a nice day.
So TikTok, a Chinese-owned company, tells American youth that is what a woman is. Is that a woman?
It looked like a scary male, an insane male in a dress who hates his mother so much he's trying to be like her because you become like what you hate. That's what a lot of these guys get that feminist identity from. They have their mother's identity. Mm-hmm. That looked like a horrible male, lost, angry, look just like his mama, who needs his father's love. It doesn't even look, he can't even put on enough makeup to make himself look like a woman. I would have to be on pot, drunk, and everything else to think that that's a woman.
Because
that is not a woman, is it?
I don't know anymore. I mean, go back to my screen. I mean, women be looking like this these days, so I don't know.
I'm pretty sure that's not a woman.
Look, and this is what I think is so weird. Why in society am I supposed to accept that as being a woman? Like, this is why women aren't taken seriously. And I think that it's women are to blame, and men and weak men that are controlled by women are to blame for this stuff becoming normalized in society. Because any straight male that's masculine, that's living God's plan for his life, is going to look at this and they're going to ground their child for doing something like this. They're like, no, not in my household. We don't do this. But the world says that this... they confuse it, and they confuse what it means to be a man or a woman. And I think that it's really crazy, because I think that you're right about women were made to be the helpmate. I think there's a lot of really great women. I think sometimes we've even seen in the Bible that there have been female judges, or there have been times where some females have had to lead when no strong men stepped up. But we're told today that men should step down and that women should be the leaders, that they were actually made to be that. And it's the patriarchy that keeps them down. Who's spreading the message that men should step down, the patriarchy should end, and that it's the time for women to lead? Who's behind that message?
Women who hate men, women who have not been raised by fathers, they hate their fathers, they hate their mothers, so they've turned against men. Feminists, And believe me, black women, white liberal women, you now have the Asians, some of the Asian women are starting to do it. And also beta males who have the identity of their mothers and they hate their fathers. We got to turn this around, because if we don't, it's only going to get worse and not better. This is why they have destroyed the family. They don't want God mentioned anywhere, in the school, in the homes, in the churches, in our government. And they are bringing in these women, both Democrats and Republicans, and it's not in their nature to lead. They're very emotional, and they tend to give in to emotional situations like that horrible-looking guy there. And they feel sorry for them, and they want you to okay that. And if you disagree with it, they want to destroy you because they don't want to be told that they're wrong. And even with this love, there's this false idea in our country today that women have love, mama love and everything, right? But it's just not true. Women do not have love. A mama's love will kill you. It will kill you, your children, the flower, your father, the paint on the house, the cat, the dog, because that emotional love comes from hate. Love comes from God through Christ, through the man, to the woman, to the children. That love giveth life, not death. But mama's love brings death. All who have been born a mother and have not returned to the father are dying. Those who return to the father are living. This is not real love. This would never work. And if you doubt me, just look at the world. Look at our government. And I'm looking at these fat women. They're ego, they're insecure, they're angry. And instead of trying to understand what the problem is, they try to make you accept a wrong as a right. These women need their fathers. They need a return to the fathers.
Yeah, they do. And I'm gonna get into a really important topic. But before we go any further, I got to give a huge shout out to something that can really help you, can help me. Guys, I know recently I just bought a new car. I have to get around. And what did they do? They ran a credit check. They checked my score and they tell me my rate based upon my score. Now, this is the real world scenario. It's hard sometimes to make more money. It's hard sometimes to save money. But when you have to invest in a house, or you're talking about refinancing student loans, or whatever it is that you're doing to get your finances in order, your credit score is the biggest gap between you saving actual money, which is why I got to talk to you about ScoreMaster. Do you know that the average American has 97 points on their credit score that they could add very simply, but they have no idea how to actually get them? Now, the data scientists at ScoreMaster cracked the code on how adding 97 points to your credit score is like the easiest thing for them. And you're like, well, I don't know how they do it. Well, I'll tell you how. If you go to scoremaster.com/offense, at scoremaster.com/offense, you can find out how to raise your score up to 60 points. Now, this could save you thousands of dollars on a car loan, up to $100,000 on a home loan. One member raised his credit score 33 points in just 5 days, another 43 points in a couple of weeks. ScoreMaster is so easy, it takes about a minute to get started. And if you hurry, you can try ScoreMaster for free. That's right. You can get it for free. See how many points you can add to your score. Go to scoremaster.com/offense. That's OFFENSE. And do the right thing for yourself financially. Get your debt in order. Try to pay it off as fast as possible. And if you're going to invest in something as well and you have to finance it, make sure you get the best rate. Go to scoremaster.com/offense to find out how to raise your points today. Jesse, I got to talk to you about fat lesbians.
Fat, black, radical lesbians with a fro. Did you hear, speaking of fat, black, radical lesbian with a fro, the mayor, Lori Lightfoot out of Chicago, did you hear that she is now openly discriminated against white people? She's no longer allowing white reporters to cover the city hall down in Chicago there. She said too many white people, she will only grant interviews to people of color. And I'm not surprised, because when Lori Lightfoot ran for mayor, I said to the voters of Chicago, do not vote for this female. She doesn't even know that she's a woman or female. She thinks she's a man. This is a lesbian who think that it's normal. She's not trying to overcome it. She thinks it's normal. She even brought her so-called husband or lover with her to the ceremony or something and just presented this woman like it was a man. And I said then, this woman doesn't know that she is a female. How is she going to run Chicago? She's not going to make law. This woman is against God. She's against the nuclear family. She hates men. She hates straight women. This woman doesn't have the mindset to run a city. And they elected a fat, black, radical lesbian with a fro. And now Chicago is out of control. Crime and rats. And this woman has no common sense. If she can't recognize that she's a female, how do you expect her to run a country? And now she's like openly discriminating against white people. No one says anything about it. They allow her to do it without even, you know, trying to stop it. It's insane. Yeah. Our country needs to come back to being a Christian country.
It says here the Democratic Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is giving interviews solely to black or brown journalists. Local reporters announced on social media. Lightfoot said that she is giving priority to journalists of color temporarily. Several journalists from the Chicago area, including Mary Ann Ahern, a political journalist at NBC 5 Chicago, have claimed that Lightfoot is only giving one-on-one interviews to reporters of color. Why is it that it's okay for women to be sexist and for people of color to be racist, but it's they say at the same time that sexism and racism are bad?
Because the men are weak and allowing that to happen. And these people are evil. And if you don't control evil, if you don't overcome evil within yourself, it will destroy you. And if you don't contain it in the world, people like this in the world, they would go out of control. And that's what's wrong with this woman. These women are wicked women, and they need men to correct them. But because they don't have it, they have weakened, especially millennial men. Not all, but most. They have weakened men. And the men are afraid to stand up to the women. And so the women are just getting worse. I literally know men that I met over the years who allow women to beat on them, to slap them in public or anywhere else. When they are dating these women, they spend buku money on these women. And these women are cheating on them, and they're too weak to stand up. And as a result, the woman get worse. It's not going to change until men return to themselves.
No, I agree with you. So I want to talk to you a little bit about the start and I think why women are out of control. Let's talk about hoes. Do we have a picture of some hoes? Can we cue that? I think we have them here. So I'm sure you're very familiar with these very specific things that are in society that are basically, you know, these, Jesse?
I do.
Yeah. You've seen these
before?
When you
said hoes, I had something else in mind now.
Yeah. Those are everywhere.
I thought you meant sluts.
So did Jesse, you know, why are women sluts?
Because any woman that has sex out of wedlock is a slut. And any man that has sex out of wedlock is a slut maker. And men do not want to marry sluts because they know if a woman sleep with you and not marry, she's going to sleep with you with someone else while married to you or even dating you. So women who have sex out of wedlock without being married are sluts.
Pretty epic. Let's talk about, so there's this new trend.
Remember Amber Rose tried to make slut shaming a bad thing. She wanted to take the shame out of being a slut. Mm-hmm. But you can't take the shame out of being a slut. If you're a slut, you're a slut. And yeah, you should be ashamed.
Remember the good old days when crazy feminists were not trying to burn down the White House. They were just, you know, trying to show their boobs in Los Angeles. We've seen a lot of exposed breasts, you and I both, at the Slut March in Los Angeles. Remember that? They walked around naked and like, let's go ahead and play this video. This is what was advertised to children on TikTok. I want to get your reaction. Let's play this wonderful music video. Why would women do that? Why? I don't even have a question for that.
They're insane, man. They're unhappy. They have issues. And I also blame the parents, because why would a parent allow their child or children to look at something so gross? You can see that these women are mentally ill, right? Why would you let your children be exposed to that and traumatize them? Parents are not watching over their children. This is ridiculous, man.
It's gross. And like, there's this new trend on TikTok where women boast about being sluts. Watch this. This is so crazy. Go to video 2. So it says, to the man I hooked up with almost 4 years ago in a pool in Dominican Republic, your son Dominic just turned 3. And she's like, to the hot guy who took my virginity 9 years ago, This is your son. And she's like freaking out. I think we have more of these. There's a lot more. Let's keep them coming. To the guy I met on Tinder. I think this is yours. She doesn't even know. She's had sex with so many men. This one says to the guy I met in Nicaragua on vacation. There's apparently a lot of these. I think this is yours. Cut that out. Why are women having so much sex that they don't know who their children, who the father of their children are?
They're looking for love, and instead of getting love, they get screwed.
Literally.
But they're really looking for love. They're looking for the man's real love, not the sex. But they're out of control, man, and now they're trying to prove to themselves that they're equal to men. They're the same as a man. If a man can do it, why can't I do it? They're trying to prove to themselves, but not realizing that they're making fools of themselves and they're looking awful, and it's just getting worse. And if you notice, they have no respect even for their children. Putting their children out there like that, telling the world that I'm a slut and this is my child, the kids are going to have to live with that when they become adults. Because once you're on the internet like that, it stays there. And as these kids get older and go to school, somebody's going to pull up the picture of their slutty mother, don't know who she slept with, have no idea who the father's daddy is. I mean, the child's daddy is. This is going to be go on from generation to generation. It's going to destroy the children.
No, I think so too. Check this out though. Is it becomes very normal. An article was released today. I think this is by Andy No. Is that correct, Savannah? I think so.
No, you're right. It is. It's by Andy.
This is by, do you know who Andy No is? The Asian guy who got beat up by Antifa?
Yes,
so,
I do.
So he uncovered something interesting about whores. Check this out. This is a really crazy story. He found an ad for a room rental in the Portland Antifa whorehouse. So check that out. What do you find that attractive?
No way. That's disgusting. I've never been attracted to fat women anyway, and to try to promote fat as good is disgusting.
That's Jesse. I'm surprised. I thought that we were bringing this up and that you were actually going to explain that maybe finally you would decide that you were going to get married. Like I was thinking that we found the one for you.
Not yet.
I thought this was the one. The nice thing about this though, that if you think about it, the nice thing is that if you ever like lost your job, if you get canceled, you didn't have money, this person probably doesn't need to eat for a while and could survive. So they would be loyal through the good times. I'm not even fat shaming. I'm just saying they're very squishy. I'm sorry, but what is going on there? Someone told me I'm not allowed to attack people's appearances. And I just said, I am definitely allowed to, because there are some appearances.
As a matter of fact, being a man, you have a responsibility to correct these women. And that's what real love is. Real love is telling the truth without hating. We're not supposed to resent them. Don't judge them, because they literally cannot help themselves. They have no love. They've been turned away from their father. So they're looking for peace. They're looking for a sense of identity. And so they think that this is going to do it. But men have a responsibility to correct the woman rather than going along with the mess that's inside of her. Women are looking for men to correct them. They'll take a weak man and use him and control him, but they prefer a man that they cannot control, because that man will correct them, bring them out of the insanity of their mind and their situation. But it's hard to find men like that today, because they have destroyed the man. They have turned the men into women as well.
Yeah, it's true. But I'm sorry to say this, but I don't think that's a woman. I mean, if we can bring that back on the screen for a second, I'm not sure what's going on there. There's a lot to unpack. Let me read this to you. This is so crazy. The rent is $302 per month in an 8x8 room. Okay with noise. You're located off of the living room and by the front door, so you will hear a lot of traffic. Your walls don't extend all the way to the ceiling, so you will hear a lot of stuff. Okay with, is that swingers, SWers? I think
it's swingers, yeah.
Swingers. We have three in our house and frequently have loud sex. An online advertisement for a room opening in an Antifa housing collective and unregulated prostitution facility in Portland has gone viral after being met by a barrage of ridicule by social media users. An advertisement for the Creatures Co-op Wow, they call themselves creatures. Jesse, when people say that they're satanic and they're whores and they're sluts and they're creatures, why are we the ones that get in trouble for calling them what they call themselves?
That's right. They and also when they say it, we better believe it because it's serious. But we shouldn't get in trouble for telling the truth. And if men didn't have fear, they would not consider getting in trouble for telling the truth. We got to tell the truth. We got to put the truth out there so it can deal with the lie. We must tell the truth. We have no other choice. And it's interesting. And you're right. I couldn't tell if that fat person was a male or a female. But we got to tell the truth because if we don't, it's going to get worse. They now have drag queens, men who are dressing up to look like a female, going into the library and doing what they call drag shows in front of the children. A father would never let that happen, not an alpha father. He would never let that happen to a children. But a woman is most likely to allow that to happen than a man. We got to tell the truth about it. We have no other choice.
Yeah, and look at where they're living. A woman, a really quality woman, likes to do a theory that I call nesting. So God made for men to lead the woman. And I believe that women should get married and have kids and that their home becomes the place that they focus on building and making nice. And as a man, you provide for your family. She builds, she makes the house look nice. She raises the kids. And you know, the sad part is that it's supposed to be beautiful. She like her hair is beautiful. She's supposed to like, you know, look beautiful. The Bible says that right. The hair is her beauty. And her yeah. home is one of the things that she likes to make beautiful as well. The little decorations and all the stuff, interior decorating. Well, the whorehouse in Portland that they're trying to get people, this is what it looks like. And I'm not talking badly about people who struggle financially, but what they're trying to say is that living here is what's good for a woman. Do you think that a woman with a quality, godly woman would thrive in a room like this, in a whorehouse where transgender bisexual swingers have loud, obese sex?
No, a decent woman would never consider living in a place like that. She would live outside before she moved into a dump like that. And it's interesting in that these women pretend to be offended when men hit on them, they accuse the men of being rapists and all that kind of crap. But yet, or if a man look at them, they're half naked and a man should look at them, they call that sexist. But yet, all they do is promote sex. They're all about promoting sex. It's like insanity. They don't know what they want. They say, a man should look at me. He's a sexist if he does. But then what does she do? She walk around half naked so that the man can look at her. Down in Miami, Florida, I haven't seen it, but I was told that they have a beach down in Miami, Florida, that the women go topless, and they have no shame about that as well. Even though with floppy breasts, you know, sometimes the breasts fall or whatever, they go to the beach with just no shame with floppy, nasty breasts. We got to get the men back in order, man. It's time for men to return. It's not normal for a man to have a woman over him. The man should be over the woman. It's not normal to have fear and cater to the ego of the woman. We got to help women overcome their fallen state. And that's what's needed right now in this country.
Yeah, and look, here's a good example. Let's give something positive. See this? This is a woman overcoming. She was not taking care of herself. She was morbidly obese. She looked, where is, I don't know. This is like this, right? You have all this kind of stuff. But if you get back to her, she was just like, she actually took care of herself. She looks feminine again. I hope that she's making good choices, that she's going to get married and have kids, right? Not just, you don't just want to be hot as a woman. You want to be attractive for your husband and to be married. What do you think about women who just look hot to sexually attract men? Like, look at this example. This is so, look at this. So this woman, she was heavy. She looked like she had live, laugh, love around her house everywhere. And then she became a health trainer and she became and really beautiful. And I hope she's using that right too. What do you think about women who just dress hot and look hot to try to lure men into sexual immorality?
They have issues. They have serious issues. Once again, they're looking for a father's love. And the woman you showed there, that she looked like she lost weight, right? She's real skinny now. But a lot of women are doing that. They're going from one extreme to another one. Either they eat and become fat, or they use stuff to become skinny, but they're still unhappy women. They're not gonna find peace within themselves until they return to their fathers. They really need to forgive their mothers for turning them away from their fathers and forgive their fathers for not protecting them from their mothers and love their fathers. Don't hate their fathers. And once they do that, then they'll find peace within themselves. God will forgive them and they wouldn't have to do all these insane things to try to find peace for themselves. They're never going to find it until they drop the anger. They must overcome the anger.
Yeah, they must, because I think video 7, I think we're playing this right now. See, this is really sad that this girl was a very, like, you know, she was a teenager. I'm not going to say she was in any way, just, I think she's a teenager. She was like a cute little girl. She had her future ahead of her. Seems a little lost. And then she became liberal. And then that's how she looks now. Why do women become less attractive when they become liberal?
Because they're angry. They still have the same hell in them. And they don't have peace. And you can see it in them. They're really trying to find a way to be happy with themselves, and they're not. And that's what we see when we see all these women acting this way. They are not happy. They're on an ego trip. They're like that woman, Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris, empty, evil, angry, empty shell of a woman. And by being so-called vice president, she still doesn't have peace within herself because she has hatred in her heart. And these women are like that. They really need their fathers.
Did you just say, I think you said, oh my gosh, like you said, Kamala Harris, go to my screen. I think we have a picture of Kamala Harris right here. That's a good. Kamala Harris.
She's an empty shell. She's so lost. She's so unhappy. She's on an ego trip like I've never seen before. Everything is about her. She cares nothing about anyone else but herself. The world rotates around Kamala. If it ever stops, she's going to disappear because she's an unhappy female.
Yeah, I mean, she seems to be doing pretty good on the branch there, though. Nice balancing, nice balancing skills. So I forgot to mention about lesbians. We've played the clip a couple times, but I want to play this for you, and I want to get your perspective on when women decide to, instead of fall in love with men, they do this. Do you have that clip, Savannah?
Dating a big girl is like opening a bag of chips in church. People might look at you funny, but deep down, they want some chips too.
Do you think that fat lesbians are making a positive impact on society?
No.
Don't you love my, hey, I am doing to you what you do to people. I'm asking you. You always ask people questions like that. And I want to hear your response.
Not at all, man. These people have double trouble. First of all, they have inner conflict. Now they have outer conflict. Their bodies are bigger than a horse. Fat bulls, they're out of control. That's not even helping them. Believe me, at night when they're alone, they're not happy. And all this is just pretense. It's a false sense of peace. These fat women are not happy. Lesbian or not lesbian, fat people are not happy. That's why they're fat.
Yeah, I agree. Before we go any further, I got to tell you guys, if you are a small business owner or if you know someone who is starting a business or perhaps you're thinking about it, I got to talk to you about something called Bambi. And that's B-A-M-B-E-E, not like the little animal in the movie. This is B-A-M-B-E. Now, this is something created specifically for small businesses that can help you to get a dedicated HR manager, a craft HR policy, and maintain compliance, all for just $99 a month. Now, you might be asking, why would I need HR policy? Why would I need somebody to help manage these rules? Well, I'm going to tell you, not only might your business be attacked and burned down or destroyed physically, and insurance might be able to cover that. Guess what is a disaster that can really destroy your business? Lawsuits, HR problems, etc. I mean, I'm telling you, people are crazy. And you never know who you're hiring today. The world is a weird place. You got to have the structure in place to make sure that you don't run into problems that take you down from the inside. Now, you can get this dedicated HR manager that is available by phone, email, or real-time chat. This isn't some person in India that's just like, you can, you know, text them and they respond to you 3 days later. This is somebody that's dedicated to you from onboarding to terminations. They customize your policies to fit your business and they help you manage your employees day to day, all for just $99 a month. If you could bring Savannah on the phone, let's just say, I treat Savannah the way I actually treat her, which is the most amazing person in the world.
So true.
You love working here, right?
I absolutely love it.
You better.
We've never fought once.
Yeah, we've never fought. But let's just say we ever did and had a disagreement and she left. People do quit and stuff and there could be problems. This is why you need to have HR policies. Good thing that'll never happen to me. This is month to month, no hidden fees. You can cancel any time. You didn't start your business just to spend time on HR compliance and see your business fall apart. Let Bambi help. Get your free HR audit today. Go to Bambi.com. That's BAMBEE.com/offensive right now to schedule your free HR audit. That's BAMBEE.com/offensive to schedule your free HR audit. That's BAMBEE.com/offensive. So I got to show you this. So there is this narrative going around to women that, that faith in God and that educating people in manners turns them to be demonic. And I think there is a argument about this. I think we can go to video 13. Do you have that? So some people are saying that actually training your kids in the ways of God turns them evil or it makes them weird. And they think that this is what happens to women. One of these things. Let's watch this.
Hi, if you're thinking about sending your children to Catholic school, this is how I turned out.
Hi, I went to Catholic school. This is how I turned out.
Okay. This is my show. I'm sorry about that. So people think that training women and giving them an education in godly things either makes them a whore or they will become very weird. Do you think that educating women in the ways of God makes them weird or whores?
Well, if it's done in the right way, it would be impossible to make them weird and a whore. But the problem is religion is weak today. You got women who are pretending to be preachers, and they are teaching these young people all the wrong things. Women who are saying that they are bishops and preachers and pastors, and God never intended for a woman to be over men. They never intended for women to teach. And even men, intellectually, they know the Bible, these beta male preachers. They know the Bible, but they don't know God. So they're teaching these people the Bible, but they're not pointing them back to the Father, how to overcome evil and return to good. And that's what the problem is. And a lot of times these mothers in charge are taking these kids to church, and it's just not working out because the churches are now weak. They have allowed the secular society to get in and brainwash the children in the wrong manner. And if they don't love their fathers, you can know the Bible until the cows come home. You can go to church every day, but if you don't love your earthly father, you would never know God. You'll know about him, but you won't know him. And the problem with a lot of these young people like this, they're learning the Bible, but they're being turned away from their fathers by their mothers and grandmothers in their home. And that is pure evil. And that's why they're turning out in this manner. And they're blaming it on God, of course, because the world hates God. They hate the man, the image of God, which is the man. Men are the image of God because they're sons of God. Even though they may have been turned away, it's just a son that's been turned away from the father. But once they come back to the father, they'll be fine. And then you wouldn't end up with these type of situations because you cannot go wrong when you love your father.
Yeah, I mean, when you see these images on the screen like this.
What is this? Where did you find this?
This is a Masters of Divinity program, and these are their students. This is the future of clergy. I mean, do you have a lot of hope? I mean, dude, this looks like a prank, but this is real. This is not a joke.
Well, because there are millennial men and women waking up every day now. I do. They call my office. They call my radio show. I counsel with them. Around the world, men and women are starting to return to their fathers, and so they're coming back to sanity. And because of that, I have hope that this all will change. It will get better because good will defeat evil, but you got to overcome mama and return to the father.
Yeah, I see Demi Lovato's currently studying her Masters of Divinity. We're back to where we started. And, you know, this is something interesting, too. Let's talk about female privilege for a second. So do you remember back in January at the Capitol, people talked about how it was so horrible because a bunch of white racist men, they said, stormed the Capitol. But do you remember this, when nearly 600 women marched on the Capitol? And it says several hundred protesters, mostly women, joined by Democratic lawmakers, took center stage on Capitol Hill in a protest of the president's immigration policies, chanting "We care" and "Abolish ICE." And it even says that politicians actually joined them, Democrat politicians. Look at that. And they were disabled, and they were screaming. They were disabled women screaming in the courts of the Capitol after storming it with babies. And they were praised. But when people stormed the Capitol, they were met with violence, and they were called terrorists. Why are women allowed to commit acts of terrorism? Liberal women in wheelchairs, why are they allowed to be terrorists?
Because they know that women bring evil upon the earth, and they know that straight, white, conservative Christian men bring good. And that's why they're trying to destroy the men and not the women. They want the women out of control. They want the chaos. They want the confusion so that they can use these women for personal gain. That's why it's happening. If you notice that when you look at this Black Lives Matter, far left liberal radical socialist, fat black lesbian Black Lives Matter, they have no love. They're about destruction. They have burned down the country. They'll kill, they rob, they attack. They want to defund the police department. They are out of control. But, oh, no problem. Peaceful protest. A few white guys go to the Capitol, and all of a sudden, you got to investigate them, put them in prisons, and call them white supremacists, because they know if they can get rid of the straight, white, conservative Christian man, it's over for America. America will become a socialist, communist, out-of-control society. So they want to lift up the evil women and destroy the men because they want to control the people. That's what this is all about and nothing else. It's for power and wealth.
Yeah, and that's why even this is why California, even Republicans are saying that this is going to be the governor. But, you know, we know that Caitlin or whatever, Bruce or whatever they're going by today, that they, you know, had an incident where they couldn't even drive. Remember, they killed somebody on the freeway in a driving accident. And we actually, I think, Sav, you're telling me we have footage of that?
Yes, we do.
Do you remember this? When Bruce, Caitlin, or whatever it is, decided that they were going to drive and they killed someone on the freeway. I'm going to warn you, the images are shocking.
Buckle up, buckaroo!
Oh, God. Amazing. Amazing. Yeah, the society is upside down, man, but we got to turn it back over. We got to stand it back up straight. Because there's no way. I am a conservative Republican, and I used to be a Democrat. When God changed my heart from hate to love, I became a conservative. And I did that because I read the platform of God, family, country, constitution, individuality, and freedom in America. And that's what I want back in my country. And I'm willing to fight for it. And there are other young men and women who are starting to wake up, and they too are starting to stand up. So we got to change all this. There's no way on earth I would vote for a man in a dress and be aware of it. Bruce Jenner, just because he pretended to be a conservative, he doesn't know that he's a male, and there's no way. This man embarrassed his own family, his children, by going public as a female in a dress. He didn't even care about his own children. There's no way he's going to care about California. This is about Bruce Jenner, not about California. So we got to vote in men and women who are going to stand up for what is right, not these type of people.
I agree. And on that note, as we wrap things up, guys, remember to always support this show at blazetv.com/Elijah, where you can actually support a man and support a woman, Savannah. She wants to keep her job too, but I'm just kidding. But as you support us there at blazetv.com/Elijah, it continues to keep us on the air. As you know, we're demonetized everywhere. It's like we don't make a dollar from any of these things. So, you know, by you supporting them, it tells Blaze you like us. That's pretty cool. But if you're not able to do that, if you don't want to do that, that's fine. The free way to support us that's amazing and really helps you out a lot is by giving your opinion to us and telling us how much you love the show by leaving a 5 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Guys, you don't know how much this actually helps us. It really does. It gets us higher up in the rankings. It helps us with advertisers. It's amazing. I'm really, really happy about it. And you guys leave amazing reviews. You just might get your review read on the show. Check this out. One review is from Testicules. I don't know what that means. It says, great show I watch on YouTube, but had to leave a 5-star review after being nagged by Elijah constantly. Thank you. Jokes aside, loving the show. I started watching because of John Doyle King being a guest and have been binging the last several months of shows. Elijah speaks the truth that has shown himself to be a man with huge brass ones with his work in the field while also being a genuinely nice guy. I like the way he injects humor into content, even when it's something very serious. Hope to see the show grow even more. God bless y'all and keep up the good work. Thank you, Testicules. That was really nice. We have one more from Wizards Never Die. They Go to Heaven. It says, Mr. Anonymous Oregon, hello, Elijah and crew. I love your work and your style. I recently bought a hat from you that I can't wait to wear around town. Keep up the good work and fight the good fight. You inspire me. Awesome. Well, anyways, guys, you can support Jesse Lee Peterson. Jesse, where should they find your work? Where's the best way to support you?
They can go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com, or jesseleepeterson.com, jesseleepeterson.com. And JLP Talk, there's many ways there. I really do appreciate it. And don't forget the men's conference, August 14th, 2021, in Orlando, Florida. Go to rebuildingtheman.com for tickets there. The tickets are selling like hotcakes. Everybody and their daddy are going to show up. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be amazing. Amazing speakers and things like that. So check it out. RebuildingTheMan.com. And thank you, man, for having me on. I wish you well with your show.
I wish you well, too, in the midst of censorship and in a world that hates men and hates Christians and also hates black and white people who think freely the same. We are going to be the ones who win and are victors in the end. I'm Elijah Schaefer, your top 17 host of the best worst show on Blaze TV. Can you confetti Jesse real fast? Confetti him? There you go. We confettied you. That's the kind of graphics you get when you support the show. Staff, right, confetti yourself. There you
I like
go.
It.
Have a great rest of the week. And may God bless the United States of America. I'm signing out. Also, do not forget to go to Jesse Lee Peterson's Building a Man Conference. Check it out.
We're having our annual men's conference this August 14, 2021, and it's going to be in Orlando, Florida. Normally, we hold them here in LA, but since the Chinese virus, we haven't been able to hold those meetings here, those conferences here. So we got to have it down in Florida, August 14, 2021, and all men are invited. We also, the morning after, which is the 15th, that Sunday morning, we're going to have our church service down there. And it's going to be for men and women, for the whole family, anyone that want to come the following Sunday. But the conference is for men only, ages 13 and up. And if the fathers want to bring their younger kids, they can, but that's up to them. You can go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com. for your ticket and more information, rebuildingtheman.com. August 14th, 2021, in Orlando, Florida. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be amazing.
All right, Jesse.